Deadly winds. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. High wind warnings are posted from Tennessee to Pennsylvania.
The strongest winds are starting to move up into the upper Ohio Valley and the West Virginia, mid-Atlantic portions of the region. And this storm system is going to continue moving northeastward with time.
National Weather Service meteorologist Aaron Gleason, 11 people died in the storms Friday, including three killed by falling tree limbs in Alabama. People stranded by the heavy snow in the mountains of Southern California maybe stuck there for another week. The San Bernardino County Sheriff's Office says that's an improvement from their earlier estimate of 2 weeks. The White House revealing Friday President Biden has had another skin cancer removed.
White House Dr. Kevin O'Connor revealing a lesion removed from President Biden's chest last month was basal cell carcinoma, a common type of skin cancer the physician says doesn't tend to spread like other cancers. Explaining all cancerous tissue was successfully removed, no further treatment is required, and the site has healed nicely.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin reports the president has had several localized non-melanoma skin cancers removed in the past. A disturbing find at a home in Italy, Texas, after a 911 call from a child protective services worker.
Ellis County Sheriff arrived on scene to find three children dead inside the home. Two other children were injured and taken to nearby hospitals. The ages of the children have not been released yet, but neighbors and family members tell us that they are elementary age and even younger. Ellis County says the suspect is in custody. They're not releasing how the children were killed or injured, who the suspect is, how the suspect is related to the children, or what could be the motive in this case.
Peyton Yeager of Fox 4 in Dallas. Alec Murdaugh has been transferred to an intake center for the South Carolina Department of Corrections to begin serving two life sentences for killing his wife and son. America is listening to Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
A former U.S. soldier has been sent to prison for a plot to kill fellow soldiers.
Federal prosecutors say when Ethan Meltzer of Kentucky joined the Army in 2018, he was infiltrating its ranks to further his goals as part of a white supremacist, neo-Nazi, Satanist, and jihadist group known as Order of the Nine Angels. He went on to share sensitive information with the group, some of it classified, about an upcoming deployment. Prosecutors say the goal was a mass casualty attack on his own platoon, but some communications ended up in a chat group that included an FBI source. Meltzer pleaded guilty last year to multiple charges, including attempting to murder U.S. service members, sentenced Friday to 45 years in prison. In a letter to the judge, Meltzer said he had fallen into a pit of anger, and it was no one's fault but his own. Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Defense attorneys for Brian Koberger have asked the Idaho Supreme Court to keep a gag order in place. Attorneys say the challenge to the order filed by 30 news organizations is premature and that the media coverage of the case has been twisted. Koberger charged with the murders of four college students. A former Memphis Fire Department emergency medical technician has told the state's Emergency Medical Services Board Memphis police officers impeded the care of Tyree Nichols the night he was beaten by police by refusing to remove his handcuffs so they could check his vital signs. Robert Long was fired, one of the EMTs fired for not providing Nichols care that night. Actor Tom Sizemore has died. Among his film credits, the role of Sergeant Mike Horvath in Saving Private Ryan.
What if by some miracle we stay and actually make it out of here? Someday we might look back on this and decide that Saving Private Ryan was the one decent thing we were able to pull out of this whole god-awful mess.
Sizemore's career flamed out after drug and domestic violence convictions. He'd suffered a brain aneurysm 2 weeks ago. Tom Sizemore was 61. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.